Hey, what's up, guys? So in this one, I want to go over my equipment. And the very first thing is sound, right? Sound is the most important thing of a video, right? You can have the shittiest image quality. Even the information you say can be bad. But if you have a crisp audio quality, and I'm recording this in this microphone you see right here. Now, I might not be getting the settings like 100% correct. I mean, there's a lot of adjustments you can do when you purchase this microphone, and surely I'm not using it at its best because I think this could sound better. But I mean, the microphone you are hearing right now is exactly what this one sounds like. Now I can speak a little bit closer to make it even a bit more crisp, or I can speak like a bit far away, but still it picks it up quite well. And I mean, if I adjust some settings here, it should sound even better. But the thing with equipment is, firstly, you got to focus on sound. Very first thing. Then you got to focus on camera quality, right? And then whatever it is that you're actually saying, right? Yeah, I would say these are the top three most important things. Now, for sound, I mean, you don't need to buy a $300 mic. Just don't use like AirPods and your computer or Mac microphone, because that is very, very bad. The AirPods microphone are awful, so don't use that. You're gonna like be lowering the perceived value of whatever it is that you're saying by a lot. You can be saying the most smartest thing in the world, but if you're speaking through the audio or the microphone of an AirPod or even your computer, nobody really is gonna listen to you. It's just how it is, right? It's about the perceived value. So get a mic. I recommend you get this one now. A more affordable one is the Yeti. It's called Blue Yeti microphone. This has been around for a long time. This was the one I used like before. It's just $100, okay? It is great, right? So I would get this one, right? It's more affordable. Now, surely you can get mics for $40. There's one I usually use for traveling, which is a Razer Mini, right? This sounds decent too. Not this, Razer Mini. It's this one, exactly this one right here. So Siren Mini is the name. This one sounds good. It's super cheap. It's like, I think, 30 bucks. And it's great for traveling. So if you don't want to spend too much on a microphone, these are the absolute best, most crisp quality, and also the ability to increase the quality and change things up. I could make this sound like a radio voice. I could make this sound like a more deeper voice. I mean, I could play around with the settings. I don't do so, but I have the possibility to do so, okay? But again, if you want to go for a cheaper version, just don't use your AirPods. Nor your Mac or computer microphone. Get this one, super affordable, great for traveling too. Now, as an improvement, I would get the Yeti, right? The Blue Yeti, which is an improvement. And then if you're willing to spend a lot of money, go for this one. But again, this should be fine. The Yeti should be fine. This is maybe a bit overkill, but I like it. Then, after sound, right? After you buy a microphone, after you stop using your headphones and your built-in microphone, get a light, right? People need to see your face properly lit, right? So get a light. Just get a cheap ring light off of Amazon, like 30 euros. I mean, there's even ones like if you go to AliExpress, like $5, $10, super affordable, super cheap, and it makes a difference. The value it adds having a proper lighting, right, to your videos is like amazing. Now, I'm guilty. To be fair, I'm traveling. That's why I'm not using it. But when I do use it, my face looks better, right? And you look more presentable, right? There's no like weird shadows. You don't look like you're in a basement, like with no light. And these things do go a long way, right? The way you present yourself does go a long way, right? Because as humans react to perceived value. That's why we think that more expensive things are better, right? That's why we think in this case, if you have two people recording a video saying the same thing, exact same thing, but this guy right here has amazing audio, amazing crisp images, you see his amazing face, right? He's always going to win over the guy that has none of those. Okay, so get a ring light. Then in terms of camera, I usually just use my Mac's camera. What you can do, it's quite cheap as well, is if you're using Loom to record videos, which I recommend you do, get us a premium subscription of Loom. By the way, that's just in terms of software, that's what you need, Loom. Loom Premium is amazing. It's what I'm using to record this. It allows you to record the screen, just your face, and it also allows you to connect with your iPhone. Okay, so I could, if I wanted to, and I've done this in the past, I could, instead of, so right now I'm looking at the camera, right? Even though it's turned off, I could put my iPhone on top of my Mac, which I'm doing right now, and then connect Loom with my iPhone's camera instead of being connected with my Mac camera. So I can use my iPhone, which, I mean, you should have an iPhone, but your phone's camera by now should be better than your computer's webcam. So no need to buy a professional camera, none of that. Just use your phone's camera. Just buy a phone stand, right? Even this light right here comes with a built-in phone stand. So you could just sit down, place your computer in front of you, place your mic to the left of you or to the right, whatever. And then just get a ring light, put this behind your computer. So your computer is going to be here, right? This is your computer right here. That's the keyboard, right? You're here. You're looking there, right? And have the phone here. And then you're using Loom. So Loom is recording a screen for the video. And then it's using the phone to record the video, your face, okay? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Don't overthink this, right? The single biggest thing here, the most important thing, is just starting, right? You can start without a phone. You can just use your Mac camera. You can even start without a ring light, and you can even start without a microphone. Now, granted, I recommend you do buy those things eventually, but don't wait for those things to arrive, right? Don't wait to buy them and then for them to arrive. Just start, right? Don't wait for them, okay? But still buy them, okay? Because it's super affordable, like $10 for a ring light, maybe $40 to $300 for a mic, but you can get ones for $30 or $40, the Razer Mini, okay? This one right here, I actually want to see how much this costs. So, yeah, how much is this? Doesn't say. So, $40, $37. So get this one too as well, it's the one I have for traveling. And that's basically it, right? That's all you need. So to recap, microphone, start with this one if you want to save a bit more money. Then you can upgrade to a Yeti, Blue Yeti. Then you can upgrade to a Shure, right? S-H-U-R, the one I showed you before. Then get a ring light, okay? Boom. And then get Loom Premium, right? Loom Premium allows you to record your screen in HD. And it's a fantastic tool, right? It's what I'm using right now to record these ones, and it allows you to show your face. It even allows you to connect with external cameras. So if you have your phone, and if you do not want to use your Mac's camera or your computer's webcam, whatever, just use your phone. That's it. Don't overcomplicate it. Let's get this going. Guys, I forgot to mention, the second software I use, so I use Loom for recording and all that, and the second one I use for editing is called Camtasia. Now, you can use any other software. I mean, there's a million other software out there. I just like Camtasia because it's quite straightforward, and it's the one I'm using to like edit videos. You can simply just go here, cut any parts I don't want, right? I can just drag in new videos here. It's super simple. I can separate audio and video if I wanna like change things around. I mean, it is super intuitive, and it doesn't have too many features, right? Because I'm not really editing movies here. I'm just editing YouTube videos. So no need for like After Effects and all those expensive, and honestly, I would be paying for features that I would not use. And this allows you to add like annotations, right, with text-based stuff right here. I can simply just play around with this, right? I can make the videos more whatever. I can add whatever I want here. I can blur things out, which is quite nice. I use this quite often, honestly, to blur things that I don't want to appear, for example, URLs, or for example, sensitive info, right? I can just blur things out. I mean, it does anything, the most simple thing I want to do, it does, right? And also I can, if I'm looking a bit pale in the videos, if I'm looking a bit without vitamin D, I can just go here and quit it pretty quickly, like make it more, with higher saturation. I can play around with this stuff. You get my point, right? It is not overly with excess features. It has just anything I need and everything I need to edit videos enough. So Camtasia, I use the, I just bought, I think, a yearly license. I mean, it's quite affordable, honestly, less than $200 a year. So it's really not that much. I'm not advocating for you to crack or to like free download the software. You can, honestly, if you do it, not my responsibility, but some people do it. And again, I'm not advocating for that, but it is what it is, okay? Now, if you don't want to pay for software, you can use iMovie on Mac, and That's basically, but I mean, honestly, if you're serious about this, just buy the software because it's less headaches and you get to streamline your processes and do things faster. Because trying to be cheap and trying to not pay for stuff in the long run, it's going to end up hurting you because you're going to spend more time because things are going to break and all that. Just buy the software. So yeah, that's it. Two softwares I use, Loom and Camtasia. That's it.